Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. You don't have to look very far these days to see evidence of polarization and extremism, of people not getting along, refusing to compromise, and demonizing those who disagree with them. The results can be anything from vocal disagreements to gridlock government to violence. Is there any way out of this? In a recent book, Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, the former chief rabbi of Great Britain, sees a solution in a verse from the first chapter of Genesis in the Bible. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." He suggests that we ask ourselves a question. Can I see God's image in someone who is not in my image, whose color, culture, or class is not mine? We might add another. Can I see God's image in someone who doesn't think the way I do about something? If we can, then we're on our way to overcoming polarization, extremism, demonization, and their undesirable consequences. Besides providing the basis of a solution to these problems, the Bible also provides some examples of looking beyond differences and prejudices, and it illustrates the beneficial effects of doing so. We'll look at some of them this week on Morning Prayer to see how we, too, can move beyond differences we may have with others and find that we actually can coexist peacefully and make progress. As the Bible points out with a couple rhetorical questions, have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? May we all answer those affirmatively and reap the good results. Amen.